Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Callahan.
Yes, sir.
Never knew that you were on the other station.
After 28 years.
Yes.
And when you came over here, I thought, gee, I don't know who Greg Hill is.
Yes.
Greg Hill. In the morning.
Cultural change is hard.
I want to compliment your whole morning crew. Great, great show. Everybody's input is so welcome.
Even Wiggy? David, even Wiggy?
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Everybody be safe tonight
and be tomorrow.
Be careful. Be careful.
All across the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Or streaming at WEEI.com.
And the Radio.com app.
Entercom.
This is
The Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
With your host.
What?
The coronary challenged Greg Hill.
I defeat the purpose. I went to the cheddar sour cream bake lays because they're better for you, theoretically.
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep eating it, fat boy.
But then I dipped them into the gallon of sour cream.
Right.
So that defeats the purpose.
Full fat sour cream. Yeah.
Leave me alone, let me have my pizza.
The chip broke under the weight of the sour cream.
Well, I just went head over heels in my chair.
It's not showing.
This is
featuring resident know-it-all Danielle Murr.
They say that I am talking out of my huge ass. But
are you sure that's directed at you?
Big booty Judy.
This other 508 texter says, I've never been on a construction site. That's not true.
He walked into one by accident.
There
the seaport. He was looking for Mastros.
Joined by Nick Fitzy Stevens.
He's socially distanced. No one to be seen. He's all alone, all alone, all alone in self-quarantine. Because he's wiping and trying to always wash his hands. He's listening and working and canceling all his plans. He's socially distanced.
And behind the glass, two people New England would like to shut the hell up. Ken and Curtis.
So I gotta now suffer because I got no toilet paper because Ken got 15 rolls.
Use your
Boogeyman
t-shirts. You got 1,000 of those.
What do I got?
And special edition shoe and Calgaro shirts that never made on AM.
You don't wipe with those?
Yes, you do.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
And losers they are.
If I get corona, I get corona.
It's a virus. I get it. Like, I respect it.
Where the they
get drunk before everything closes.
All the fields.
Cover it. Let's cover it.
Just take a nice and easy, okay? Just relax.
On sports radio.
Cheers. I'm crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
From your lips to God's ears.
WEEI.
Innuendo. Innuendo.
That's a lousy soundbite. That's not a good soundbite.
Everybody, week three. I believe it's quarantine week number three. How is everybody doing? Curtis, are you all right?
Oh man, I don't know. I don't know if I can do another month of this.
I know. That was kind of I gotta be honest, I know it's necessary, but the president's announcement about the end of April was kind of a kick in the nuts yesterday, wasn't it?
Kind of.
I mean,
what happened to Easter?
Well, I listen, Ken. What did he call it yesterday? Easter was a
aspirational.
Aspirational.
Uh-huh.
It was inspirational and aspirational.
No doubt that was Trump's word of the day.
Can we maybe not use the word aspirational in any way, shape, or form during a respiratory pandemic? Asking for all of my friends.
Yeah, it might be a good idea.
Yeah,
Ken, are you hanging in there? Are you all right?
I'm good.
Everything okay? All right, Danielle, you all
right? Business as usual over here, my friend.
All right. Well, I am here in the studio once again. Curtis, Ken here, Nick here, Danielle at home, and it's Brady week. as a distraction, as a massive distraction. We thought the comfort that you might need was the opportunity to say farewell for once and for all to Tom Brady. So all week long, we will share with you Tom Brady's greatest moments. Those who want to reflect on Tom Brady's moments will join us here at WEEI all this week. And we kick it off with the great Boomer Esiason at 8:30 on today's show. So Boomer will join us with his thoughts on Tom Brady, the greatness of Tom Brady. That'll happen at 8:30.
Boomer!
And that's all brought to you by Sam Adams. And you'll get another Brady moment at 12:30 and at 4:30 and at 6:30 today, as Brady Week hopefully provides you with some comfort while you self-isolate. Also, on the show today, we will get to the dumbest of the day coming up at 6:45 this morning. The top five most beautiful briefing moments from the weekend White House briefings will happen at 8, and there are a lot to choose from after last night. So we'll get to that at about 8 this morning. And I am told that former New England Patriot Mask Lane would like to join us at 9 to defend himself for wearing a surgical mask in public in Maine.
Why doesn't he just wait for Max Lane week? That starts next week.
Now, I know Max wore number 68 when he was on the Patriots because I'm that kind of honk, but has he changed his jersey number to 95?
I don't know. I do not know. But
can we play any of his highlights from Reggie White in that Super Bowl?
Curtis, you're welcome to ask him that to his face. I don't know if he will or not, but you're welcome to. You are welcome to.
Greg, do you know that Trump's briefing yesterday literally approached cinematic proportions? It was 91 minutes long.
It was fantastic.
These are now miniseries.
I can't stop watching. I cannot stop watching.
How
the
can
briefings.
You?
It was
how
it was excellent television.
Treatment like on plasma.
Like the guy or not? And Ken, we know you don't. It was entertaining to say the least. So, if you want to be on this morning, the number to call is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937.
This is The League.
Well, Ken, it's rare, but you stumped me. Who is that?
This is a 70s band, too. I thought you'd be all over this. This is a band called The Damned.
Oh. It's an English band, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What's that song called?
Love Song is the name of the tune. And Captain Sensible switched over to guitar there. He's the founder of the band. Love Song, that's our Brady week. We've created a love song for Brady this week. And, boy, Super Bowl 51 replay yesterday on national television.
Oh.
Fitzy and others were sucked in. And how about this audio unearthed from former television personality, and I use that term loosely, Mark Dondero, of an interview Brady did with Mike Lynch back in 2016.
Seen some guys traded, some guys leave over the years. Can you ever imagine yourself in another uniform other than the Patriots?
I hope not. I mean, this has been my home for 17 years, so I never want to go anywhere else. I hope they never want me to go anywhere else either, but you know, that's the business, and, you know, I got to keep playing well and doing my job, and, if I do that, then hopefully RKK and Bill will find a place for me.
Oh!
It is just so depressing.
Oh,
I mean,
that hurts.
How can the Crafts watch that game back and listen to sound like that and be okay with their decision? It is criminal what has happened, that Brady is in Tampa freaking Bay. Michael Jordan just left town, and Jarrett Stidham is going to try to replicate what that man did to come back from 28-3, Fitzy, the likes of which will never be seen again on a football field.
Nope.
Unbelievable.
It was the 150th time I've watched it, and when it was 28-9, I still thought, zero chance they come back and win this. Mm-hmm. Brady played a game of football, a quarter of football, the likes of which will never, ever, ever be played again. And hearing that audio, what do we do? Brady week this week? I mean, this is just like, let's have ex-wife week. Let's look back at the 18 years of marriage we had as we both sit in the arms of others. Thank you, Sam Adams. But
I think after this, we can all move on. Like, hopefully, please. Collectively, we can all move on after this. Maybe.
Zero shot of that, Mr. Greg Hill. But anyway, yesterday, like you, I was totally locked in to the President Trump press conference. And I have to say, I have a new favorite reporter. Her name is Jen Pellegrino from OAN.
Jen Pellegrino with OAN. Yes. Thank you, sir. Mr. President, your approval ratings have been the highest they've ever been, as well as the ratings on your handling of the virus. Yet there are some networks that are saying they're debating whether or not to carry these briefings live. Do you think there's a link between the two?
Well, that's a nice question. Thank you very much.
So the media and the establishment in D.C. lost their ever-loving mind once again because a question at the president was not a gotcha question. Well, let's look back to 8 years of President Obama and the questions he was facing.
What has surprised you the most about this office, enchanted you the most about serving in this office, humbled you the most, and troubled you the most?
Let me write this down.
Oh, my God. What a tough media crew.
Softballs. I know softballs, and yes, they gave him softballs, Curtis.
He had slow-pitch softball every day for 8 years. One member of the media pool at the White House dares to ask a softball question to the president, and now it's a massive deal. The media is wrong. I'm back on the Trump train.
Oh, I can't believe she would dare to ask him that question. Oh. Well, the ratings are better than The Bachelor. We learned that last night, so yep. That's good news.
Greg, I can't believe I'm going to admit this, but yesterday, after listening to Mark with a C. James, the new sage of weekends here at WEEI, I am on board with an idea that Bill Belichick needs to make significant changes at one formerly Tom Brady place. Yesterday, Mark pointed out that in 2017, Belichick handled the draft so badly. How badly, Fitzy? With pick 83, he took Derek Rivers, who has torn his knee up twice since being taken by the Patriots. Who was pick 84 in the draft? Tampa Bay Buccaneers star wide receiver Chris Godwin. With pick 85, they took left tackle Antonio Garcia, who had blood clots in his lungs and now is a backup with the Jets. And pick 86 in the draft was Kareem Hunt. So if Bill Belichick had just taken two guys who are now studs on other teams, guess who would still be your quarterback and would be the tops in the league? Bill Belichick needs to, yeah, that, you think yes? So? Okay. Let's highlight Tom Brady week by realizing Belichick screwed up the 2017 draft. Bring in Lombardi, get a conciliary, and don't mess up this draft, Belichick.
Wow. All right, Danielle, what do you got this morning?
Please stop stress buying chickens. Oh. This is the new thing that people are buying up. You can't find chicks anywhere.
Baby chicks.
Oh. Evidently, in times when the stock market is down and when there's a presidential election, there's an uptick in people buying chicks.
Huh.
And with the uncertainty with the food situation, people have turned to buying chickens because they want their eggs.
Right.
But I'd like to remind people that chickens have a lifespan of up to 10 years as a backyard chicken, and they only produce eggs for a couple of those years. So unless you're prepared to cull your flock, please don't stress buy chickens, lest we have a flood of Facebook posts in a year from people who are like,
like you. All that you and Ken and Nick have been telling us is that we're supposed to be prepared for the apocalypse. So
be prepared for the apocalypse. Don't buy animals that you don't plan on caring for the duration of their lives.
All right. Congratulations, Massachusetts. It didn't take long. You now have been attacked by your first coronavirus terrorists.
Ooh.
The MBTA says this morning that an Orange Line train has been removed from service after a passenger told police that a man was licking the interior of the train at the Tufts Medical Center station.
Oh.
This after 52 employees at Tufts were diagnosed with COVID-19.
Lickety lick.
MBTA police are looking for the corona licker, the corona terrorist who is on the loose. But you know what? Massachusetts, you can join the lady in the grocery store. I think that was in Pennsylvania who licked all of the food supplies and the TikTok. She coughed on them. We got the TikTok toilet seat licker. who has offered some sort of an apology, and now we're right there with the rest of them. We got some idiot licking an MBTA train, the interior of an MBTA train. Thankfully, it's not in service. Thankfully, they've removed it. You will not be getting on that this morning if you're going to work.
Look.
Those are our suggestions when it comes to the lead. If you want to call and you want to be on this morning, the number is 617-779-7937, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. Coming up after trending, why Danielle has her panties in a bunch over Tom Brady's irresponsible use of social media this weekend. We will get to that coming up after trending.
It's Brady Week on EEI. Tune in every day at 8:30 a.m., 12:30, 4:30, and 6:30. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And Brady Week brought to you by Samuel Adams to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation and your Restaurant Strong, Greg, which is still going strong at restaurantstrong.org.
Yeah,
awesome numbers.
We're up to $467,000 that you have donated so far to help restaurant workers. So I cannot thank you enough, every single one of you who has given a donation. And of course, Sam Adams kicked it all off with $200,000. So if he can still give, it'll still be appreciated. You could go to restaurantstrong.org. That's restaurantstrong.org and make a tax-deductible donation there. And as of Friday, we had sent out $351,000 checks. So we'll get another 100 of those out today. And we'll continue to write checks and send checks as long as you continue to donate.
Trending now brought to you by the all-new 2020 Subaru Outback with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Go where love takes you this spring. Learn more about the best Subaru Outback ever at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And, of course, we have Boomer Esiason at 8:30 today. Charlie Weiss, 4:30 with OMF. Top five Brady tight ends with Wiggy at 12:30. So we know who's going to be number one there. Now, Brady took to social media over the weekend. First to point out, he was watching that Super Bowl 51 on two different TVs throughout the day. Also gave some immune system tips. You want to hear Brady's tips for staying healthy?
Yes, yes.
Hi, guys. I hope we're all staying home and staying safe, but hopefully we're also staying active, too, because we got to give our body what it needs at this time to support a healthy immune system. And I got a few simple TB12 tips for you. The first is a positive mindset that we can overcome anything that we're faced with, and I know we're going to overcome this.
Well, there you go. That's tip one. We'll do maybe a tip of trending. How about
excellent.
That?
Excellent.
Buy positive my electrolytes.
Mindset.
Yeah. My nuts. Buy my nuts.
And a couple of Tom's old teammates were speaking out about his departure. We'll hear from Rodney Harrison later in the show. Stephon Gilmore told Mike Reese of ESPN, not surprised that he left. And Stidham, they're talking up Stidham. He made it hard on me every week in practice.
Yeah.
The Stidham spin is beginning.
Well, why are you doubting that? I mean, you got a guy, probably the best at his position in the league, saying that the quarterback, your new quarterback, made it difficult in practice every week.
You're right.
Why don't you embrace that?
Okay,
Ken?
I'll embrace it.
And he threw a touchdown pass against the Jets. I mean, it was for the Jets, but.
Gilmore looking for that extension, Ken.
Marcus Smart announced on social media he's been cleared of coronavirus after testing positive a couple weeks ago. Knicks owner James Dolan has it, though, so far without symptoms. Dolan, well, one of those nice owners, he's paying MSG workers through at least May the 3rd. That is what is trending now here on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
More of the Greg Hill Show.
Greg Hill Show.
Now on WEEI.
Great choice, Kent. It appears that John Bon Jovi may be the hero that we all need. I don't know if you've seen the news or not, but John Bon Jovi has a coronavirus relief song coming. Maybe we'll listen to a little
Finally.
Bit of it.
What took him so long?
I don't know. Probably was watching. He's like the rest of the country. He's watching Tiger King. He had to get through Tiger King before or Ozark. Everybody watch Ozark. I got so sad when I was done. I finished it Saturday.
I started from season one. Pretty
oh, you
good.
Did?
Three
nice.
Episodes
good.
In.
Good. What
good.
Do you think? What do you think?
Very good.
Huh?
It's very Breaking Bad-ish, I would say.
It is. It's yeah. very Breaking mm-hmm. Bad-ish. Yeah, it really is. But this season,
I have
Danielle,
two episodes left of
oh,
this
man.
Season.
Oh,
and
you
the
do?
The twists and turns. You know what it was? I wanted to sit down and binge watch it all in one sitting.
Yeah.
I got so stressed out by some of the stuff that happened during this season that I'm just like, you know, I got to get up and take a break.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
This season was way more of an emotional investment than the other two seasons.
I feel like Wendy Bird may be worse when it comes to wives on television programs than Skylar White was. And that's a bold
Skylar
statement
to make. Skylar wasn't headed toward almost getting Marty killed a million times.
I think Wendy would like for that to happen.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to speculate about somebody else's marriage, but I don't know.
What an ending. I won't say anything other than that.
Yeah,
what an ending.
It was. I agree with you, Curtis. It was a great ending. And now we have to wait another 2 years or whatever. I'm hoping that during this crisis.
Squirrel alert.
I'm hoping that during this crisis, the Netflix people can up the time when it comes to certain series and bring them back faster. Although you probably can't go into production on any new series or anything.
No.
Everything is shut down right now, Greg.
Yeah,
I mean, how long is it going to be until you get to see all your new Marvel movies?
And I will say this. Season 4 is being set up to be phenomenal with the characters on opposing ends that they're sort of laying the foundation for at the end of this.
You are correct. And we will spoil nothing on Season 3 until, I don't
Have
know,
you
next.
Met you?
Next. No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know there's a lot of people that are trying to figure out what they're watching and trying to space things out and save things. And
I couldn't believe Marty Bird was laundering money.
I'll tell you, though, the unlikely couple that comes together mid-season was so disturbing.
Really?
Yep.
I couldn't watch. I had to avert my eyes.
I was like, don't do it, don't do it. Oh, no.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't. I was kind of glad that one of those people found love.
Oh.
I was kind of glad. All right.
Okay, wow.
Couple programming notes. Our absolute favorite infectious disease expert, Dr. Boney, will join us at 8 tomorrow. So heads up on the show tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Dr. Boney will join us. And
Wiggy will be the sole person asking questions during that interview.
I'm here for all of that.
The guy is, he knows his stuff, and he's just, the way he delivers it is unlike any other. So Dr. Boney on the show tomorrow at 8. It's Brady Week. We are paying tribute all week long as a distraction for you to the greatest of all time. So at 8:30 on this morning's show, we will be joined by sock salesman Boomer Esiason.
Wow.
And Boomer will share his reflections on the great Tom Brady. So, and that you can listen all day today, 8:30, 12:30. 4:30, I believe Charlie Weiss is going to be on with OMF, and he will share his greatest memories of Tom Brady. And 6:30 tonight, I think Mutt is giving away an autographed Tom Brady football as a part of Brady Week. So Tom Brady Week all week long here at WEEI, and Boomer joins us at 8:30 this morning. We're going to get to the dumbest of the day in about a half an hour, and our new feature, the top five most beautiful briefing moments from this weekend, the White House briefings, that will happen at 8. This is Dave from Boston. What's up, Dave?
Oh, my God. Is it me? Am I on?
You're on, Dave. What's up?
Oh, my God. I just want to give a shout out to every girl I ever hooked up with. I'm famous now. I had a thing real quick. You guys played a song
It was like 2 weeks ago or something, and it was by a Crowded House.
Hey now,
yes.
Don't dream it's over.
That's the truest thing ever because it's a package deal. It wasn't Tom, it wasn't Bill, it was the whole kit and caboodle. Look at the start of the Patriots franchise. I remember when Ty Law was scoring more touchdowns than Tommy. That's just how it is. He didn't start out the greatest. He grew under a system that was phenomenal. You'll never see it again. The dream is over.
All right. Dream is over. Dream is over.
Great show. Great show. Every chick ever.
All right. Every chick ever.
Shoot your shot, man.
I hope we can certainly ask Boomer because Curtis will want to know whether it's the Kraft's fault or whether it's Bill's fault or whether Tom decided to go on his own. We can certainly ask Boomer about that at 8:30. But I'm hoping that the majority of the content during Brady Week can be looking back and appreciating what we had and not trying to create a further soap opera of who is to blame.
How, can, right? you, how can you look back at great moments like yesterday's Super Bowl 51 and not want to blame somebody?
You can do that. You can look back. Listen, you can. It must be compared to a relationship. Ken, what about that woman who had you arrested when you were
called the cops on her.
Oh, okay.
She assaulted me with a lamp.
Do you not look back at some fond memories that you two had together during that relationship?
I want a lamp.
There's not a single fond memory of that relationship.
Block those out?
He's a radio producer. He's legally forbidden to think of anything fond.
You want us to appreciate Tom Brady when the Krafts and Belichick clearly didn't.
Oh, God. Here we go. Thanks, Greg. Thanksgiving. Thanks a lot, right. Everybody.
Now, let me just address this text because Ken mentioned the Restaurant Strong Fund during trending. And Brady Week is actually benefiting RestaurantStrong.org, which is the fund that Sam Adams and the Greg Hill Foundation has established to help restaurant and bar workers who are out of work. And
is it a read every text Monday?
Is that
where we're going?
It's a read every text Monday. I'll read a few of these miserable texters who I'm trying to understand that people are having trouble, Danielle, dealing with the situation that we're in. So they want to lash out occasionally.
Sure.
So.
The projecting.
This text says, it's too bad that your restaurant fund only helps out one state out of the five in the listening area.
Explain it.
When we established this, Sam Adams came and said, let's do this and let's do it in Massachusetts. I will tell you this. Stay tuned. As soon as maybe tomorrow, I believe I can have an announcement about other states in the listening area and perhaps, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway, perhaps in the entire United States of America, this great country of ours. So
I have so many great friends in New England.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned on that. All right. Stay tuned. Help is coming from Sam Adams for everyone everywhere.
Well, right? The good thing there, Greg, is you've given that miserable texter and other people a good 24 hours to figure out how they can complain about that bit of benevolent good news. So yes. Much right. Appreciated. Get your game on, guys. Come on, trolls.
Well, listen, I hear from people all the time who say, hey, it's great you're helping the restaurant people. Why don't you help the barbers and the hairstylists? I would love to help every single person that needs help. It's just there are so many. Listen, the president announced last night that social distancing is going to have to continue until April 30th. So I don't know when. I hate to be Dave Downer or whatever, but I don't know when. If you have a business that has been shut down, I don't know when you're going to be able to get back to business. Is it May 15th? Is it the end of May? Are business people, small business people, going to be able to make it through this, a whole nother month of this?
I think you pretty much have to consider the country shuttered till Memorial Day. I think Memorial
you
Day.
You think so?
I think Memorial Day is probably going to be the unofficial, not just start of summer, which it usually is. It's going to be the unofficial opening day of America again.
We are all going to be pale and 400 pounds.
Yes,
oh,
correct.
God. I have new rule. After this morning, I'm not weighing myself in the morning any longer, Curtis.
Uh-oh.
I would maybe encourage keeping up with that just to keep yourself in check.
I got to tell you something.
You went for a long run, too. You look great.
I did go. I,
What is your definition of long?
Outside the door.
I did go for a run on Saturday. I'm going to go for another run today.
Okay.
We're reaching at disastrous proportions when it comes to what is being consumed on a daily basis.
Does jog have a soft J?
Yeah. Greg, you can only shame eat so much, really. You can only, like, really.
There's nothing else to do. What are you supposed to do? Watch television, eat, and drink.
Learn Mandarin.
There is nothing else.
Take a photography class online.
Yeah, how about a
Rosetta Stone? Balance your chakras.
Well, what's that other language you've always wanted to speak, Greg?
There isn't one. I like speaking English.
Learn Wiki.
I don't want to learn any other languages.
Curtis, come on now.
This is Don. Hello, Don.
Yes, good morning, guys.
What's up,
how you
Don?
Doing?
What's going on?
Well, you know, Curtis is driving me crazy with this Malcolm Butler bringing this all up. The ghost of Malcolm Butler is going to be floating around while we're trying to avoid the coronavirus and stay sane at the same time.
Right.
And I've got to put up with this. Can we silence that?
Sure.
Can we kind of mute that?
I mean, when you think
just
about it.
Just a mute. Just a hit the mute button whenever it pops up. Just mute that.
When you think about it, Malcolm Butler may have caused more emotional harm than the coronavirus.
Well, he saved us during the great winter storms of 2015. So,
if we could just do Brady Week without the massive soap opera that Curtis would like it to be, I would be very thankful.
The reason we are doing Brady Week is because there is a soap opera, and that's because he's gone. He would be here if there was no soap opera.
All right. Real quickly, Danielle.
Yep.
You have your, are you wearing a bra? You're not wearing a bra. You don't wear a bra when you're at home.
That's I'm wearing one right now.
You are?
It's a sports bra, not a regular one. So.
What about panties? Because I know you have your panties in a bunch.
I do.
Over Tom Brady and his social media this weekend. So
yeah, Captain Irresponsible.
What is your issue? Is this like me in the Max Lane picture? Is that the deal?
Kind of. It's how you say tone deaf.
Okay.
You know, people in Star Island, Florida, all the rich people were out doing rich people things, and Tommy's down there. You know, he's out on the with the kids boating over the weekend and posting. You know, between electrolyte posts, he's putting up posts of the kids on the jet ski and whatnot. And it just smacks of irresponsibility. Like Tom is a leader. We know this. He has the chance to step up and be a leader here and encourage people to hashtag stay home.
Huh.
Isn't that what we're all supposed to be doing? Like, I know he's just with the family, but don't you have to go down to the boat ramp? Don't you have to go? I mean, actually, no, it's Star Island, so they probably have a private boat ramp behind the house. But still.
Has it even been confirmed that he was at Star Island? I mean, I know there's an issue because all of the one percenters at Star Island were out doing one percenter things this weekend, and people are enraged. Star Island is where.
Look at the surroundings, Greg, in the stories. It's not too hard to figure out the angles.
That's in Miami,
correct?
And that's where the very wealthy live, and they were all out sunning themselves and on their jet skis and on their boats, and people are losing their collective minds over this. However, are you certain that it's not some kind of an old stock photo of Tom's kids on the jet skis or something, Danielle, that just happened to be?
No, the age kind of lines up. But yeah. So he went back through the old iPhone that he kept, found an old picture of Jack and Ben on a jet ski with the Miami skyline in the background, and then threw that up just because? Sounds reasonable.
Do you feel like that's irresponsible?
He's with his family. I mean, people at the boat ramp, there's nobody anywhere right now. I mean, we're picking on Tom Brady. This goes back to my column from last week. Why do people hate on Brady? What is it that we have a PPE crisis in the country? You could blame a million people for. We've had a testing crisis. Instead, Daniel's picking on Brady because he's hanging out with his son. I mean, what is going on?
Stay home.
She wants everybody to stay home. There are a lot of people like that. I mean, I don't. This is the issue is that. On the one hand, there are people telling you that it's a great idea for you to get out of your house and go get yourself a little bit of exercise.
Yes, 30 minutes a day.
Then when you do that, there are people that have the pitchfork and the torch that are demanding that you get back inside your home and that you never leave the confines of your home and breathe on anybody.
Blockading your driveway. Literally happening right now.
Which is it? I mean, is Tom Brady allowed to be out on a jet ski with his kids or not?
No.
That's what I...
Not when he's peddling electrolytes.
And after Trump spoke to A-Rod, I'm now convinced that when Trump and Brady spoke last week, he was getting some advice about how to handle the COVID-19 outbreak.
Yeah, boy, Tom Brady's great at pressers and controversy. That's one thing we know. I appreciate the whole idea that Brady wants to tell us to stay hydrated, lean proteins, 30 minutes a day of exercise. I know that's also promotional for TB12. I said this on Saturday. I'll say it again. After Drew Brees gave $5 million last week to help New Orleans, I was looking maybe for Brady to do something along those lines as well. I was looking for something charitable from Tommy. It's Tom Brady week. Maybe a little. I mean, he and G are only sitting on 0.6 billion. I understand it would probably damage the pockets. What? Come on. How about a little something from Big Tommy? Huh?
What a briefing on charity shaming.
There is no shot, with all due respect, Nick, if Tom Brady was still the quarterback of the Patriots, that you would be saying that right now.
Oh, I would. I don't want to hear about eating protein and making sure that I'm in an alkaline state during
Is that bad advice?
No, it's not bad advice. It's just the same message he's been pumping out for a long time. I thought it would be nice for him to make a donation. Just maybe a good chance to step up to the plate.
Maybe he has and you don't know it. It's possible that he's made a big donation. You don't know it.
Perhaps.
Hello, hey, Jay.
How you doing?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, want to thank you, Greg, for utilizing your platform, you and your crew, the way you're doing it. You're always proactive instead of being reactive. Rhode Island, like the earlier caller said, it didn't seem to be included. I tried to get a GoFundMe page going, but it continued to buffer and buffer for weeks now. But just wanted to applaud you and thank you for all of your support in using your platform as you do. Have a great day.
Yeah, thank you. You'll be happy as soon as I can announce what's coming next. All of New England will be happy, and a large part of the country will be happy. So as soon as I can announce that, I will do so. This is Hill. Is it Hill? Hello, Hill.
It's Phil. What's up, Phil?
How are you, Phil?
I'm all right, guys. Great show as usual. I'm just calling in because, you know, Danielle, I love you, but I'm sick of this social warrior thing. Hashtag stay the F home. No, really, Captain Obvious? I mean, I unfortunately work in the beverage industry, so I'm considered essential. My company told me, you can't work, you need to resign. I have two kids, I can't resign. So not everyone can hashtag stay home.
But for the people who can, do you understand? This is my issue that I have, is that this middle of the road approach is not going to work. The more we have this soft, like 90,000 types of businesses are essential, and then, you know, five sectors that, you know, the people that do gig work, the beauty people, the restaurant people, and like five other businesses can't go to work, but then everyone else has to. It's not going to do anything. This middle of the road approach isn't working. Either shut it down or don't.
Well,
economic TV, that's, I love people. I will take a quote directly from LB, because in the beginning, one of the first things I said was I was more fearful of the economic fallout than I was of the you know, what we would lose in terms of, you know, deaths during the actual health crisis. And I got crucified for that. Then I tell you to stay home and I get crucified for that. If people could just be responsible and do what they're supposed to do and stay away from people, then maybe we could shorten this. But unfortunately, they can't.
All right. Well, more on that, I'm sure, this morning, as the president has suggested that social distancing will continue until the end of April. We are going to get to the dumbest of the day coming up next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Way with week three of self-isolation. I think I go with week three because for me, the moment that it all started was when Charlie Baker announced on that Sunday that the restaurants and bars had to close Tuesday. So this is week three.
Yep.
And we're going to have till the end of April. And if you heard what the president said last night, you will be, those of you who are at home, self-isolating, social distancing, will have to do that until the end of April.
We can expect that by June 1st, we will be well on our way to recovery.
June 1st, maybe, before we're well on our way to recovery. Amazing.
That's aspirational.
unfortunately, in this case, some people still have access to telephones, and that means that Scott from Weymouth can call the show. Hello, Scott.
I don't know who to thank first. Nick, Curtis, I got so many thank yous at the same time, Greg. I'll let it begin.
Well, what would you go ahead? Thank everybody.
If I only knew how much time I had. All right, here we go. Let me give the real. Here we go. First of all, am I the only one who's confused when every time I have a Triscuit in my throat and cough for a second, I'm like, that's it, I'm dying? There's number one. It's okay. Unbelievable. I go, Triscuit, I'm like,
By the way, worst cracker in the history of crackers.
Get out of here.
The Triscuit.
Whoa.
Can't stand it. Can't stand it.
Greg, hold on. Greg, if you're going to call it the worst, you better be prepared to say the best.
Chicken and a biscuit. Chicken in a biscuit.
Who makes it? I bet Triscuit makes it.
It's Nabisco, by the way, first of all. It's not Triscuit. It's not the Triscuit people.
So we're under the same parent company, Greg.
They have cornered the cracker market. They make every cracker. But anyway, go ahead. Yes, what else?
That's the entrepreneur. By the way, if you're not buying Apple stock, you're a fish. I wish I had money to buy it. That's a whole other conversation.
What stock?
Apple. Apple's on sale. What a joke.
No, you should buy
70-ish.
Buy Zoom.
It's going to be at 900 in a year, Greg. All 900 right. in a year.
All right. Stock. Now we're getting stock tips. We're getting stock. Are you a day trader? Is that what you do? We're trying to figure out if you have a job.
You know what, Greg? Some of my friends have a lot of money, and all the smart ones are broke, and the idiots are the ones making all the right decisions. So keep laughing. I still believe Entercom. Entercom's down to like $1.60. I love it at $1.60. That's winning you. No one told me to say this. Entercom.
It's a good buy Entercom at $1.60. Yes.
Dude, it was at $50 like 3 years ago. It's so underpriced, it's unbelievable.
All right. No joke.
And they have voices like us talking, Greg. Who the hell wouldn't want
to? We know it's no joke. You've said it 16 times.
Curtis, I still can't figure out why we don't get along. We're both conservatives with common sense. We ought to be attacking Ken. He's the liberal idiot in the show, but I like him. Ken, are you missing hockey like me? Greg, I'm so off topic. Just say Scott 10 seconds, please. Give me a 10-second warning.
10 seconds. You have 8 seconds.
All right.
You now have 7 right. seconds. Now, 6, oh, 5,
all right.
Four,
if you're bored, you guys, catch three. Up on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And lastly,
yes,
I've you. Harassed everybody in my phone. All my contacts, half of them deleted me. I'm blocked. I'm running out of what to do.
I know. So, I can imagine.
It took that long.
That is the truest thing that has ever been said. Can you imagine how often Scott, never mind calling radio stations, how often he calls his friends, and I use that term loosely, and says, how much time do I have? Hey, Dave, it's Scott from Weymouth. How much time do I have? And then he launches into his daily retina of things that he wants
Could
to say.
Could you imagine you're sitting on your couch, isolated from the world, and Scott from Weymouth is calling, telling you to buy now on Apple at $270 a
it's
share?
It's going to be $900 next year. Although he does bring up one good thing. I can relate. On Curb Your Enthusiasm Season 10, the overarching storyline is Larry David opens a spite store
yes.
because he's so angry at Mocha Joe for yes. serving him cold coffee.
Yes.
Tom Brady has opened a spite store in Tampa Bay.
Oh, my God, yes.
Maybe. All right, it's Brady Week. We're going to hear from Boomer Esiason at 8:30 this morning as we pay tribute all week long to Tom Brady. So, Brady Week, you at least have something to listen to while you're stuck at home. We will pay tribute to Tom Brady every single day at 8:30 during this show, at 12:30 during Dale and Keefe, at 4:30 during OMF, and at 6:30 during Mutt. And that is brought to you by Sam Adams. So Brady Week, Boomer Esiason joining us at 8:30. Before that, our new feature on this show, the top 5 most beautiful White House briefing moments from this weekend. We'll do that at 8 this morning. So be here for that. Right now, though, it is time for this.
It's time for...
Hey, moron.
What a dope.
Hey, idiot. Hey, dumbass.
The dumbest.
I mean, I'm not as dumb as you think I am.
No, you are dumb.
Of...
Dumb.
The...
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
Day.
I'm not dumb.
Dumbasses. People are so dumb.
Well... there was a lot to choose from, unfortunately, this weekend. We could have chosen the individual that was the subject of my lead this morning, the man who was seen licking the inside of the Orange Line train on the MBTA over this weekend, the coronavirus terrorist who was on the loose, but that is not who we chose for dumbest of the day. Curtis, who did we determine was the dumbest of the day over the weekend?
Well, we have two gentlemen this morning, Greg, who insist on having massive parties, dozens of people at their homes in the face of the coronavirus.
I see. Well, you got to fight for your right to party. We learned that from the Beastie Boys,
right.
Curtis.
Sean Marshall Myers is 41. He lives in the wonderful town of Hughesville, Maryland.
Wait a minute. How old is he?
He is 41 years
41.
Old.
41.
Yes.
He's like Coakley. From
yes, Hall Pass.
from Hall Pass. All right, so he insisted on having a party this weekend.
He had 60 people over for a bonfire.
Oh God!
Well, were they social distanced?
No,
no,
nope. And he was arrested.
Oh, he's arrested.
Yep.
So Maryland arrests you if you have a party where you have more than 10 people at it.
Yes.
All right.
From the looks of his mugshot, I don't think it's the first arrest for Sean Marshall Myers, okay. But I could be wrong. And we have a gentleman in New Jersey who hosted a DJ. And had nearly 50 people crammed into a 550-square-foot apartment for a party in New Jersey.
You're kidding me. That was over this weekend?
Some idiot in New Jersey. And the governor, Phil Murphy of New Jersey, talked about that.
Let me give you an example of something not to do. And we are not going to be shy about naming and shaming those who can't get this message into their heads. Last night, right here in Mercer County, Ewing Township Police broke up a party with 47 people, including a DJ, crammed into a 550-square-foot apartment. The organizer was charged, as they should have been, and deserved to be.
Jersey's a hot spot. Do these people not understand that they are near the epicenter of a worldwide virus?
They're craving human interaction. Oh. And
you can give
some good appetizers.
And you can give people the benefit of the doubt for a second, Greg. Let's say you're the third person there. Okay, you don't think it's going to be this huge party.
Right.
You get there, and there are already 35 people in a 550-square-foot apartment, and you go, okay, this is a good idea. I'm going to stay for a while. I mean, how dumb do you have to be?
You're just hoping that other people think it's going to be a bad party and that they start leaving.
Danielle, where was the church this weekend where there were like 600 Florida. People? Oh, my God.
Well, the mega church. Yeah. Mega church.
How many people were there?
Oh, God. Hold on. The place was packed. It was packed wall to wall. And the pastor or whomever it is that's the leader of this church came out and he's like, we just infected everything. It's in Tampa.
Yeah. Well, I mean, those people probably believe that they have divine help on this.
Okay.
It's like the Liberty, Jerry Falwell's Liberty University, where they brought all the college kids back, 1,000 of them, and put them in the dorms. And now this morning, 12 of them have tested positive for the coronavirus.
And Greg, the pastor in Tampa, said he brought in 13 machines that basically kill every virus in the place.
Yeah, and on you.
Oh.
So nobody that has it in their mouth or in their body could possibly bring it in there because he's got 13 germ-killing Jesus cannons. Got it.
Ooh,
okay.
Right. Jesus cannon.
Well, not a good idea to have a party with 47 or 60 people and a DJ and a bonfire at this time.
I'm telling you, it's time to party.
Control yourselves, please. Control yourselves. We're in this together.
But let's rip Tom Brady for hanging out with his kid on a jet ski.
Not giving enough money to charity.
Yes, and peddling electrolytes.
Uh-huh.
All right, coming up next, America finally may have the apology it needed from the TikTok toilet seat licker. We'll hear what she had to say as an excuse and a way of saying sorry coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.